that says these CCRs, by the reading of this, say that this use can't be allowed.
So we're going to start taking CCRs under advisement now.
With the right factual information presented to you, which is pretty simple if it says no nightly rentals allowed. I think we can all understand that.
Okay.
If it says nightly rentals are allowed, you can understand that.
There has to be
problem cost. Is when they say no commercial allowed, only residential use. I mean, I'm not the judge. I pulled one court case, and it happened to be at Rockaway Beach, just like that. And it was a court case where their CCR says residential use only. They made a guy quit doing nightly rentals. They took it to court. That court said, no, it's a residential use. You give him back his nightly rental. So that's where we're going to have to get real factual information of what we're looking at.
We have to have a real deal about the people with the torches and pitchforks.
Just like roads, if part of this is the access, ingress, egress, if I'm standing here telling you it's not safe, I'm not an expert. But if they have an engineer stand here saying, no, we cannot add these 50 more cars on this road, you guys can take that factual information and put our new wording, which you guys just read that conditional use section. You can say due to the lack of ingress, egress, or the safety factor of ingress, egress, and then you would make the, expand on it by saying because of the information presented by our engineer, we could either approve or deny this project.
And the other guy that wants to do it hires an engineer to stand here and tell
there
him it's perfectly safe.
Yep.
So we're going to end up
or
being a
the public will need to have somebody on their side if they disagree, which we've had some in the past that have brought some people. So that one, go ahead and go back to that one. So that one is another presentation that you'll just have to think, is that doable to change that to NR1 for these four lots?
What's the status of that parcel to the left?
That's just a big, that he never showed up to any of these meetings. It's just a big 15 or so acre parcel. I've met him, talked to him, but I haven't ever seen him at the meetings.
And he's already surrounded and doesn't seem to care.
So far. Well, I wouldn't have any problem doing nothing else on that.
I wouldn't either.
They're one NR1, right?
The NR1. It's on the front of your
NR1 head. Or NR3?
Okay. Nope, NR1.
I even like that better.
So as we move into this new process.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing that deals with saturation levels as far as I can remember.
Oh, only
that's,
so many in the neighborhood.
That's not a concern. Density.
We can look and read through before we're done tonight those conditional use deals. I'm not going to say that there's not something in there that where you feel like it's too much and that many would cause it not to be safe for the neighborhood, or there's a part of it that says would not allow the neighboring property to develop in the normal uses. So you would put something in there. I hate to talk about individual ones that's come through, but I can think of some that if we tried to land some pretty big nightly rental projects in a rent, that's not really the same as all these single family homes. And there's statements that we can go over tonight and look at. But no, nothing that just says you can have 20% in the neighborhood.
Well, this is one of those areas I would assume it's higher than that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, yeah.
Okay, next one. This, go ahead and skip down. We've gone through these.
Oh, yes. One more?
Okay, we'll just look at it up here real quick. So as we were going through these, go ahead and jump to the next. We were told, we're still right here. Here's where we were. We were told this all annexed into the city. So we get the paperwork, so we're doing the maps, we turn this into the city. Well, lo and behold, he only annexed this into the city. So we have this as city, it is still county, so we need to zone it something that's appropriate for that. Again, this is all solid NR1 type. If we had this, this would be NR1.
Which
this actually is approved for a whole bunch of condos, like 200 or 300 condos for nightly rental.
Which part did they annex?
Just this bottom part. You know how we met with them and talked to him about the road?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. If that
they left
gets
that
approved,
part
then he's going to have to deal with the city, and that will have to take over that part of the road.
It's not on the docket to be annexed that I can find. So
yeah, but we won't have no say if that part is under city's jurisdiction, not for the road part.
And it won't be by the time we adopt the maps, so we have to assign it a zoning district. We've drawn the line in the sand right now. We're not changing any zoning districts without you guys changing them. When we get to the April 12th meeting, we will need to decide what zoning district it gets, which I would recommend NR1.
I was going to say, that's what he's got below it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same guy owns it.
But you guys have to do that April 12th. Say, yes, we agree to change that.
Well, I'm going to say it now. Just write that down. We won't have that on the docket.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, but that other part where we look, all of those new homes that were...
Those are all annexed in the
right up to the county road.
No, even above that.
Even
see?
Even above it.
That ain't a county road.
Yes, it is.
When did you take
it? Hey, here's the road. County road he annexed it up to here. And they were, we were told they were going to annex it in all the way to the top. As you can see, we have it colored in dark, the whole.
Lenhart Road to County Road?
All I know, I don't know. All I was told, I don't think so, because
Gunner Hill.
Yeah.
When did they take Gunner Hill?
I don't know, a couple of years ago.
Okay. Sorry, Presley. I was looking all over for that.
Stop.
I knew I had one.
We didn't go off on the hill. We
did a good job.
Thank you.
We just go back here to the turnaround.
No.
Why wouldn't you? That's another fight. Why wouldn't the city take it?
Ready?
Exactly.
I'm going to go through this one fairly fast. Roger, Tom, help you that haven't been through all of the nightly rentals that these guys have. Roger more than others. This first few pages are lots that give you the square footage of the parcel that was approved. Looking for my sheet. Okay. So if everybody gets their bearings, I'm going to move on through. This is on Iowa Colony Road. This lot was 32,455. These are all approved. We're in Branson Creek. This is the Fieldstone Bluffs. These lots were all approved. You got a 14.3, 15.6. This is, I'm looking at the half acre for R1 and R2.
These were approved for what?
These were all approved for nightly rental. Conditional use, which you guys will still hear these, but we need to decide, do we say, and currently it's any lot half acre or less, you cannot apply if you're in R1 or R2. I can't take your application. It's not allowed. So we need to decide, the question I've been asked, how do we arrive at that half acre? And I caught Randy, he came in, he said, I need more information. And I said, yeah, you do. So I started working on this. And I thought, well, Tom hasn't seen all these past approvals. He won't even know what's been approved. So I'm going to go through a whole bunch of them that's R1. I don't think we've had any R2s and give you these sizes. This is all the way at the end of Tate. Very, very end. You can see what we had. We had a great big one that was 88,000 square feet, and then a 19, which was actually two lots, but the house covered the lots, so they're married together. And you just recently approved the 12,000 next to it. This is down at the end of Amanda. It's a 53,000 square foot. Yep. So this right here is Paradise Point. This lot down here was 15,000 square feet. In Oakmont, this is Devil's Pool Road. You go left on Fairlane, and this was a 22,000. I think this was two lots. But again, the house and garage went over the lot line, so it married them together. It's 22,500. This is right past Branson Creek Golf Course. It's a 7,193 square foot. This one is in Forsyth. This is the Taneycomo Dam. This is where it dumps into Bull Shoals. This was down by Empire Park. It was a little parcel that a guy had a tiny home on. This is an 18,000 square foot lot. Down Acacia Club. This is the Trout Resort. Two houses down from it. They approved this house. It was a 13,000 square foot lot. And then we're on Foggy River. This is the River Point. And then this one just recently was approved on Amherst. So this one is two lots, I believe. It might not be. But anyway, the size is 25. This is 11, 9. These are 13. And I'm just doing this to give you a feel, and we can go back over these. Down Happy Hollow Road, this is Stone County. This is across the 86 Bridge. This lot was 14,000. This big triangular was a 55,000 square foot lot. Down Beeler, and you hit the curve, it's a 4,500 square foot lot on the left. So now we're going to go to the ones that were denied. We're just going to look at the sizes, and these are all R1. This is Bee Creek Road, Wilson Street. This is that subdivision on the right going north on Bee Creek. This was the one with the tiny home in the backyard, this 18,000 square foot. So we're back to Branson Creek. This home was on the corner. It's 11,000 square foot.